Good morning. You're listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Belanger, and this is your morning news. An Ottawa scholar is confronting anti-Asian discrimination by addressing systemic barriers in the provincial healthcare system. When the COVID-19 pandemic arrived in Canada in the spring of 2019, the rate of anti-Asian discrimination skyrocketed. According to statistics from the Ottawa Police Service, hate crimes directed toward Asian residents of Ottawa rose 600% between 2019 and 2020. Survey data from the Angus Reid Institute indicates that 50% of Asian Canadians report experiencing discrimination as a direct result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Additionally, 43% have experienced threats of violence or intimidating behavior. The rise of anti-Asian hate in Canada is often attributed to COVID-19. However, systemic discrimination toward Asian Canadians and newcomers has had a long history in Canada. Dennis Cao is an associate professor of social studies at Carleton University in Ottawa. He specializes in research on health trends in aging ethnic minority populations. Earlier this year, Cao co-authored a paper alongside other Asian Canadian scholars and researchers. It detailed the history and current state of anti-Asian discrimination in Canada. Cao and his colleagues assert that anti-Asian hate has been programmed into Canadian culture. They stated that this brand of racism is deeply rooted in the historical formation of Canada. In addition to experiencing racial discrimination, Asian Canadians face systemic discrimination at an institutional level when using social and healthcare services. As a teacher and scholar of Taiwanese descent, Cao wants to shed light on the systemic issues facing his community. One of the reasons Asian Canadians have difficulty navigating our healthcare system is the contrast between traditional and Western medical beliefs.
There's an obvious cultural component on how different people view their health, and they also how they view healthcare. And so sometimes there's a mismatch between where the older adults came from, like their country, and kind of more tradition, how they traditionally or historically have viewed health and healthcare, and mismatched against kind of the more kind of westernized medical model that we follow. I know, at least in my culture, my parents are from Taiwan. We talk about kind of this notion of hot and cold. Sometimes our body is hot, and so when it's hot, we have to eat food that is kind of has cold characteristics. And if our body's too cold, then we have to eat hot. And so our health is really more of about a balance. And sometimes the spiritual, it comes into play and things like that.
One of the difficulties the Asian Canadian community often encounters when navigating the healthcare system is the language barrier.
Language is probably a big one, where a lot of services are generally not offered in other languages, especially in the big hospitals. You know, sometimes there's no policies in the hospital on how to deal with specific languages. So language tends to be kind of a big one.
In addition to encountering systemic barriers within the healthcare system, Cao says many Asian Canadians maintain stigmas surrounding mental health.
I also kind of work a little bit on mental health, and so there's a lot of kind of stigma in some of the cultures. So like, for example, in my culture, you know, we don't talk about mental health. That's just not something we deal with. And there's a lot of stigma attached to it. So mental health is kind of those kind of topics that we're just hush-hush about and we don't talk about.
According to the Angus Reid Institute, 53% of Asian Canadians who experienced anti-Asian discrimination reported that their experience continues to negatively affect them.
And I think it's very clearly that Asian Canadians have built a high level of resiliency, right? They've been resilient, you know, in the face of kind of both very overt discrimination and racism, as well as now kind of more the subtle kind of forms of discrimination. And so
Cao is specifically concerned with the mental health of aging Asian Canadian population. Pandemic restrictions have forced people of all ages to adapt to communicating virtually. However, Cao is worried about the impact this isolation will have on elderly members of the Asian Canadian community.
One of my concerns is that, you know, right now, because of COVID, older adults are even more isolated than they were maybe a year or a year and a half ago. And over the course of the next couple of years, we're going to start to see some of the effects of that, where people's social support systems are, you know, have been kind of dissipated, a reliance on kind of more virtual kind of platforms for communication. Those are something that, I mean, I think a lot of older adults have come to learn and are using, but it's just not the same as getting together for a meal. You know, in many of the cultures of the older adults that I work with, eating together and sharing food is such a big part of the culture. You know, that's missing, obviously, in the virtual space. And so, you know, we're going to start seeing some of the effects of the social isolation over the course of the next couple years, and maybe for a long time because of this past year.
Earlier this week, Cao participated in a panel discussion at Algonquin College as part of a new initiative called Taking a Stand, Disrupting Anti-Asian Discrimination. The panel was part of a recurring series of events hosted by the college every Tuesday in November as an effort to combat anti-Asian hate. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.